The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a free ballin' Friday, happier, happy hour. Welcome to it.
Wow, Crudy. Happy, happy, happy hour to you, Rich, on the board, taking your calls, 844-967-2789.
I want to thank our most recent guest, the esteemed legal counsel, former U.S. Attorney James Santel. He is the host of Amicus, a law review. Tune in Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, Civic Media. You know how to find him. But I would say now it's time to go. Loosey-goosey, Dom. Let it all hang out.
Is that what's happening? We're going to be less restrained in this particular hour?
Yes. Unfiltered devils. Happier, happier. Just
FCC still applies colors. Remember that.
Yes, please do. And, Rich, stay close to the dump button because you never can tell. Lightly screen. That's what we do. Lightly screen them. 844-967-2789. Take the conversation wherever you must. L.A. Tom, welcome. Appreciate your patience. What do you got for us?
Hey, Tom.
Well, guys. Hey, guys. First off, we the people ultimately are the government. And, Gary, I would not probably convict you if I was on a jury, by the way, from your comment yesterday. I'm a pretty sensible guy. I think the two guys here can vouch for me on that. I do believe in justice, though, Gary, and I do believe in being a good Christian guy and not being an antichrist. I believe in walking in the footsteps of Christ, which meant being a good person.
Are you implying Dom is the antichrist, Tom, just for clarity's sake?
No. Dom actually doesn't even know it, but he's a Christian, too, because you know what? He knows how to. He doesn't judge people. He lets people be. He doesn't hate people. I mean,
that makes him a libertarian, not a Christian.
Well, then I guess Christ is partially libertarian. Anyway, I just want to say, will somebody, anybody in the Republican Party, voters, not even your power brokers, because they're all already bought and paid for anyway through Citizens United, somebody in the Republican Party, take back your party. Take back the party that used to not be victims. Take back your party.
Wait. How's that going to be accomplished, Tom? I mean, you've got an armed insurrection over on the MAGA side of this party. Who's got that kind of juice? Who's got that kind of riz? I mean, are you kidding me? What?
Maybe that Hogan. Maybe that Hogan, the governor guy.
Why is he not the nominee of the Republican Party? If anyone could take it back from Trump, why didn't they do so during the nomination process? If anyone had that kind of juice.
Crudy, I'm not saying take it back right now. I'm saying start making steps, though, to take this thing back after you get beat in November, because you need to take your party back. And honestly, they've always been victims. I mean, first off, you had Nixon. He thought he was a victim. Then you had Reagan and Iran-Contra. He thought he was a victim. Then you had George War Criminal Bush, and we all know he thinks he's a victim because, he can just send people to illegal wars. Now you got Donald Trump, biggest crybaby, biggest loser. I mean, he should have been not on The Apprentice. He should have been on The Biggest Loser, because that's exactly what he is a complete loser. Please take back your party and stop saying that you're for personal responsibility when you guys haven't been for personal responsibility for as long as I've been alive. That's for sure.
And, no, Tom, you get it all wrong. Messaging. they pay for the abortions.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, remember, just because a woman has the right to choose doesn't mean she actually has to choose to terminate a pregnancy. She can actually choose, like most women do, to actually have a child. I just don't want big government telling women what to do with their bodies, whether it is to have a child or not have a child. It's none of their damn business.
Hey, women only deserve those sort of freedoms if they want to hang, you know, the U.S. flag upside down, or, you know, they're married to Samuel Alito.
Appreciate
it, Tom.
The pine tree flag, Tom. Thanks
the raise the heaven, Tom. Raise the heaven flag.
967-2789. Appeal to heaven. There we go. The appeal
to heaven.
The appeal to heaven flag.
You don't even appeal to most of the audience then, but
come on.
Leave heaven out of it.
They love me and I love you. That's why we do this thing. It's Friday. We're airing the grievances. We know you got them and I don't want to work anymore. So let's just hang out and talk. Jack from the Mac, you are up. Welcome. What are your thoughts today?
Yeah, thanks guys. First of all, excuse me.
Come on, man. You're not supposed to take bong hits and then come on the radio with us?
Man, is that too fast?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to take a sip of water to clear up my throat.
All right, Jack. You collect yourself, man. We'll keep you on hold. We'll get back to you. Take a breather. Have a beer. We'll be fine. We'll come back to you. 844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC, you are next. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And Dom, I have to second what Tom says. Ethically, you're more in agreement with Jesus' ethical treatments than most of these so-called Christians out there. So, that I mean,
well, if that's a compliment, Mark, I'll take it.
And he's got the long, flowing Christ-like hair.
You know, and it's the humanity in Jesus that appeals to me most of all. Rather than suppose the divinity, because that was the whole point of it, is to be human. But I mean, that for Donald Trump, I mean, that it is just, you know, it occurred to me, you know, listening earlier, I was saying, you know, Trump keeps using these words. I just kind of want to quote Indigo Montoya.
Jesus was a woke libtard.
You keep using these words. I don't think you know what these words mean. But maybe he does know what these words mean, because he knows he throws all these words out there and his supporters just eat them up. I mean, he talks complete nonsense, but it's some kind of code that appeals to his followers.
Mark, do you think the MAGAs really believe somebody was literally crucified, beat up, laid down, hands, wrists, nailed, feet, nailed to a cross, and strung up?
Yeah, that Costello had stigmata in the courtroom, did he not?
That just baffles me, because Donald Trump, his entire life has been privileged. I mean, he was treated with kid gloves throughout this whole thing. Yes, look how much it took for the judge to finally, you know, charge him with contempt of court.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that any of us behave like that day one, the first words out of our mouth like that, we've been slapped upside the head with a fine or jail. I mean, that Donald Trump is a FCC compliant word inserted here, and it just is disgusting that they continue to support him like this. I mean, that it just baffling.
Some of the notes I took, apparently they got like millions and millions of dollars in, you know, whatever time frame they threw out there. Trump was talking about the money they raised.
$34 million raised.
He raised some poll. Apparently he's up 6 points, whatever. And whether those are true or not, absolutely irrelevant to me, because here's the point. It's about justice getting served. And if he goes up in the polls or down in the polls or makes money or lose money, I don't give a damn. It doesn't matter. If we're all going to be the same under law, equal justice under law, like the first thing Trump said today, oh, this can happen to me, it can happen to you. Yes, that's the point.
844-967-2789. Mark from Sussex. Welcome, Mark. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Well, I appreciate you taking my call, but the lawyer that is on Saturday morning, James, whatever his last name is.
James Santel.
So last Saturday I listened to him, and he was all about the recusal of Alito because of an upside-down flag. How about the recusal of Bragg in New York, who ran and said, all I'm going to do is I'm going to get Trump convicted of something.
And no, he didn't say that, Mark. That's not correct.
Funny, Willis might have said something similar to that, but I don't think Bragg did.
That's Mark. That's incorrect. That's incorrect. I'm telling you, it's incorrect. You want to find the actual quote? It's out there, but don't paraphrase it. That's not what he said.
Because he said many times that he was going to take down Trump. Did he say he was going to take down Trump?
He said he knows Donald Trump. He went up against Donald Trump. I don't have the quote in front of me, but he did not run specifically and say those words that you just said. And at the end of the day, Mark, he is an elected official, and the folks decided to vote him in. And to your point, sir, obviously he's a state official. This has nothing to do with the Biden administration or the Department of Justice. Hell, if the Department of Justice wanted to stop it, they couldn't, Mark.
Hey, Dom, again, I'm going to ask you to settle down because I know you're getting all heated up. But listen to me, because
don't tell me what to do, man. No one tells me what to do.
Arena, this would not have gone anywhere.
Why? Well, they should have been a crime in New York, man. Hang on, Mark. Let me ask you a question. Do you think it should be a crime for someone who commits fraud to cover up an affair to advance his political career? Is that a crime or is that not a crime in your mind?
Well, you cut me off, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I'm asking you. Is the fraud? Did Trump commit fraud in your mind?
Well, is it a crime? It's a crime that's made up because the...
It's not made up. Made up how, man? They have documentation to prove that he cooked the books, Mark. Is that a crime? Do you think that's a crime?
Did he cook the books? I don't know if he personally cooked the books, but...
Here, let me read the Bragg statement from the campaign. I have investigated Trump and his children and held them accountable for their misconduct with the Trump Foundation. I also sued the Trump administration more than 100 times for the travel ban, the separation of children from their families at the border. So I know that work. I know how to follow the facts and hold people in power accountable. That's what he said.
That's the quote. Thank you, Michael.
I know how to hold people accountable. And he's actually talking about his track record, and as fate would have it, Trump was the target of those prior investigations. It's a free ball and Friday edition. But bring facts. Don't bring speculation or paraphrasing. If you don't know what it is, it's worth the Google, Mark. We'll Google it for you. 844-967-2789. Come on back. Air the Friday grievances. Let it rip!
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising, the Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Happy Friday to us all, airing the grievances. Join us on the lines. Talk or text. Rudy reads them. 844-967-2789.
My grievance is you don't read the plethora of very funny and often profane texts we get. 844. The text line, not FCC regulated. 844-967-2789. It's a phone line. It's a profane text line. You know, whatever you need it to be. Got some shout outs. Hi, Devils, says Sherry from HorrorCon. Hi, Sherry from HorrorCon. Trump committed crimes in New York. Was that in question?
Right? Which crimes?
Now I'm here, and we'll get back to the phones in a moment. Especially you, Jack. You've been quite patient. Hope you've, you know, cleared the tube.
Let me clear my throat.
844-967-2789. I just want to clarify a few points of the finer points of what you cannot do as a convicted felon. A few of the rights you might lose, the privileges, let's just say, Dom. I didn't even hear the man whining about his inability to own a firearm.
Oh, can't carry his gun.
No, but clearly Trump doesn't have a gun. I mean, it'd be dangerous with a gun. No one.
You don't give a baby a gun, you don't give Trump a gun.
I could not imagine that guy, like, out at the range shooting, but, you know, he's been to a golf range. You haven't heard of any Dick Cheney episodes out there yet.
If it's anything like his golf game, it might not be great.
A federal gun control act makes it unlawful for anyone who has been convicted in any court of a crime punishable by imprisonment of a term exceeding 1 year. That means Trump to possess firearms or ammunition. He could seek to have his gun rights restored, though, Dom. Here's another thing. Can't serve on a jury. Can't do jury duty. Yeah. Under federal law, convicted felons are forbidden from serving on a jury unless they receive a certificate of rehabilitation. Do you think he'll go through the class, Dom?
Great rehabilitator. He's been totally rehabilitated. Just look at this letter. No one's ever been as rehabilitated as Trump.
They would either have to get a certificate of rehabilitation or be pardoned by the governor of the state. And I don't think Kathy Hochul's looking to pardon this guy. He'd have to find himself a new governor. Oh, and one more at least. Employment. You know, there are going to be certain lines of work this guy's not eligible for. While it's unlikely Trump is considering a radical career change, his felony conviction does mean that certain industries are effectively off limits to him. According to the Scranton-based firm, Dunder Mifflin, Mazzuti, Valvoni, Swadjack, and Karam, convicted felons are barred from obtaining a medical license. He'll never be Dr. Trump. He's already got Dr. Feelgood. That was Ronnie Jackson, though, right?
Congressman Jackson, to you, Crudy.
Well, here, this could be a limitation, Dom. They're usually not allowed to work around minors of any age. Didn't he used to own the Miss Teen Universe pageant or something?
He used to walk in on the teens
undressed. Used to brag about it. I own it. They can't stop me. The law firm states, the Dewey, Cheatham & Howell law firm I referenced, Dom, excluding volunteer work, emergency responders for hire do not hire ex-felons. These include first aid providers, ambulance drivers, police officers, and firefighters. So he's out. You know, even though he'd run into that fire, he'd be willing to, Dom, he's not going to be eligible to.
Crudy, not only that, there are certain countries that restrict entry requirements. Citing the World Population Review, Newsweek reported that G7 nations, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Japan have policies restricting entry to people with felony convictions. Israel and China also enforce similar bans, and these rules can result in the denial of visas or entry permits to convicted felons, possibly impacting the Republican presidential frontrunner's ability to travel internationally, according to Newsweek.
How
are we going to have a president that can't go to the UK? Sorry, I'm going to have to send Melania there.
844-967-2789. Let's check back in with Jack. Jack, how you feeling, man? You doing okay?
How you doing, Jack? All right, man?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing just fine. Like I said, I
right.
Took a sip of water so I wouldn't be too scratchy on the air. But anyway, I got three little things to say here. I'll make them as quick as I can. First of all, one of the major tenets of fascism is tearing down the legal and judicial system of the country. This so-called Republican Party, and I'm getting tired of people calling it the Republican Party, is really the MAGA Party or the Trumplican Party, call it what you will, but don't call it Republicans because they're certainly not anymore. Anybody that is now with that party doing what they're doing is themselves a rhino, not what they're calling other people. And this party has the aim of establishing an authoritarian fascist government in this country, period. That's the bottom line. Second thing is, all these guys that are rushing out to defend Trump from McConnell to Johnson to even Tommy Thompson, for crying out loud, give me a break. These guys are thinking, well, gee, if this guy wins, we are going to be part of this authoritarianism for as long as we can foresee in the future. They will never allow any kind of a reasonable, any kind of a real election to take place again. And the last thing I want to say is they want this guy in office, but what you have clearly here is and a would-be authoritarian, a narcissistic, crazy person, and he's probably suffering from dementia as well. And he is the guy that has stated, and this is why I say Republican, you better be real careful about what you wish for. This is the guy that has stated not once but three times in front of witnesses, if we have nuclear weapons, why can't we use them? When are people going to wake up to this crazy guy?
Well, not yesterday, Jack, and probably not today. As the text line notes, if Republicans are spewing it, they're doing it. That's our friend L.A. Tom. And what was the other one? Oh, yeah. Trump for Leavenworth. Lawn signs. Very nice. You can get those. Yeah. Come back. More devil's advocates. More of your calls. It's Friday. We air the grievances. At least for... Oh, we got 30 more minutes. Damn it. No, that's a good thing. That's a good thing. We want to hear from you next. 844-96-PARTY. To the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, a happier, happy hour rolling through it. And Dom, I got to admit, against my better judgment, at the encouragement of people on the text line, here comes CJ. Welcome, CJ. What do you got for us?
CJ, happy Friday. What's on your mind today, man?
Any grievances this week, CJ?
Well, I told you what was going to happen. He's not going to get a fair trial. The judge.
What wasn't fair about it?
Well, just for example, the judge refused a former FCC chairman who knows campaign law.
Yeah, but the judge can make those determinations, and maybe if there's something there on appeal, they can do it. But what do you think he missed out on?
So, Dom, you don't care that he didn't get a fair shake, that a person who's knowledgeable on campaign law, he's the former chairman, you think
he could have testified.
Okay,
I understand. CJ, listen, we all know the facts. He could have testified. No, there were some restrictions as to what he could testify to put on him by the judge. That happens all the time with every witness. And if there's something there, perhaps there's something you can appeal on. Yes, it does.
You mislead the way James Santel does. You know, who was
that guy's a federal. He was a federal prosecutor, CJ. You're just a blowhard, dude.
All right.
The guy's got chops. You have nothing. Nothing but whining.
I gave you a fact. But you guys don't care about facts.
I acknowledged the fact, and I gave you some other additional facts that put it into context, CJ.
No, you didn't.
I'm done with CJ. It was a nice experiment while it lasted. You know what, man? 34 times convicted. That's the facts. Your guy was convicted by a jury of his peers. And you can not like the outcome. Hell, I thought there was some reasonable doubt established. And you can certainly parse whether or not he got the proper witness testimony. But, you know, there are a couple of witnesses I would like to have seen appear in court that weren't there on behalf of the prosecution. Because they're a little too Trump supportive. The Keith Schillers, the Weisselbergs. I would have liked to have seen those people testify on behalf of the prosecution, but if you as a witness are unwilling to go and not perjure yourself, as Weisselberg has a history of doing, you can't be called to the stand. So, you know, both sides had to play with the deck of cards that they were dealt. There were limitations on what Stormy Daniels could say. There was a gag order on Michael Cohen, much like the former president. You know, there were other people affected. All the bad things in the world don't happen to the MAGA. The guy got better treatment than pretty much anybody else can. Or would, because CJ, think about it. Logically, the guy broke the gag order 10 times. His ass wasn't rotting in Rikers. Do you think any other defendant in the New York State court system would not be spending his ass in jail if he was out there threatening a judge? Think about that. The guy threatened the judge with impunity. CJ, and you're telling me, oh, he didn't get a fair trial. Wonder why?
Oh, he got a fair trial, and I get what you're saying, but there was a fair trial, and he has the right to appeal. It was a unanimous decision. There were certainly Trumpsters in that jury, and this will play out. But a couple of questions. Is committing fraud to cover up an affair with a porn star to further your political desires in the middle of the end of the peak of the election, is that a crime? Well, I think it is. Number two, what specific evidence do you think, CJ Megas, what did the jury get wrong? What evidence was what was wrong about the evidence? Tell me. Because at the end of the day, if there's going to be some sort of conspiracy, it's not done on the juror's side. They have to digest and spit out what is fed to them. And if you think the FEC, and I know that's been a talking point for the right and the Megas, oh, this Federal Election Commission, he's an expert, didn't get to go on. Well, there were parameters put on his testimony, just like everybody else. He couldn't go on and say certain things, and the things he wanted to say, he couldn't say, so they didn't bring him on. The same thing with Costello. He went up there, and he was overruled, sustained many, many times, because he also was limited in what can be done. There are the rules and the lines of the court system. And you know, those things are, to some degree, as Santel acknowledged, and I also acknowledge, people make those decisions. Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. That's why we have an appeals process. And I look forward to the Trump team appealing this and see where it goes. But as far as I'm concerned right now, man, there's Megas on that jury, bro. And they went down with that. They said, up, yep, guilty. In like 2 days, like 9-10 hours.
Unanimously on all counts. So for those in the courtroom, obviously it was compelling testimony. It was compelling evidence. What was far more compelling than Michael Cohen was the freaking paperwork. The crimes were laid out in writing. Trump signed the checks. I mean, that's what damned the man. It wasn't Michael Cohen. It was his own criming. 844-967-2789. But thanks for playing, CJ. Mike from Muscadet, what do you got for us?
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing on a nice Friday, my man?
Well, CJ is getting me a little wound up, but otherwise good.
I know. We're good. He gets you going. But that's his gig. So that's cool. But anywho, hey, how about the Trumpster today? The guy gets, 34 counts, and then the next day he rakes in $35 million. You can't deny
that. Right.
The dude can raise some money.
That he can. There's a lot of suckers and losers out there, Mike, that would believe that this is some sort of, you know, what have they been telling everybody the whole time, Mike? They've been saying that this is a political persecution, that this is the Department of Justice, and so on and so forth. But I tell you, like I said before, man, I don't give a damn how much money he raises. You know, the court's got to do what the court's got to do. The jury's got to do what the jury's got to do. And their decision is their decision. And I stand by it. And oh, well, if Trump benefits from it monetarily, politically, it has absolutely no relevance to me or this process. This had to go down, man. If it was you or me, Mike, we'd be tried.
Well, I don't know. I'll send a man money because he's going to be the next president. And I tell you what, we'll see in November what happens. But I tell you what, according to the Bible, even Daniel escaped from the lion's den.
What, dude? The Bible.
And Jonah got out of the whale's belly, but Trump is guilty of 34 felonies, man.
And the early bird gets the worm and a second mouse gets the cheese. Let me ask you something, Mike, and I appreciate you playing. Do you believe that candidates should be allowed to make illegal hush money payments to further their campaign? Do you think, as a practical matter, that should be legal? Because right now it's not. Do you think it should be?
I think the whole thing right out of the
gate. It's a very specific question. It's not about Trump. It's about literally engaging in fraud to cover up an affair to further your political career in the midst of an election. And that those specific, do you think that is something that should remain and is, should that be illegal?
I think so.
Okay. Now, that's what Trump was convicted of. Do you think he did it?
No.
Okay. The what evidence do you think the jury got wrong?
I think that the whole thing was set up and it should
what
have been.
What evidence do you think
court,
the jury got wrong? You already
court.
Acknowledged that it should be a crime. They charged him with it. They presented evidence and witnesses and documents and so forth. What evidence do you think the jury got wrong?
Because his last name was Trump.
That's not an answer, man.
Not a compelling one.
Listen, my man, do you think this would have gone any further if this wasn't Donald Trump? Biden, slow Joe can't beat Biden. I mean, Biden can't beat Trump.
Easy who you're casting aspersions at, Mike.
With all due respect, I've asked you, I asked you twice, and I'm going to ask you a third time, and I'm going to give you a chance. We agreed on the premise. It should be illegal. Trump got convicted of it. You say it's wrong. I'm asking you specifically, what evidence did the jury get wrong?
I wasn't there.
Okay. Well, hey, man, listen, I appreciate you calling and putting your position out there, man. I understand that everyone thinks like us or we, but I think we need to all at least agree on justice and the rule of law. And we make the determination of these acts should be illegal, and they are, and the dude was convicted of it. You can't just say because he was Trump. What specifically was wrong? I'd like to know about that. You could say, like CJ did, well, they should have allowed the FEC guy in. They should have let Costello go off on a tangent. I mean, you could say some of those things. It would be an answer. I might disagree with it, but at least it would be something other than it's Trump. They got like 9,000 convictions. I mean, white-collar crime is what New York, I mean, you're the financial capital of the world, man. They make a ton of money prosecuting white-collar crime. It's not out of the realm of possibility that Donald Trump may have engaged in what he's convicted of.
844-967-2789. Jeannie from Sun Prairie. Welcome, Jeannie. What do you got for us?
Hi, Jeannie.
Oh, I really wish they would have gone more in depth with the election violations, because I've worked with the elections board here in the state of Wisconsin, and you have to report everything. And just that they didn't is huge. And I'm sorry they didn't, go
which,
into that.
Which
more
part,
deeper,
for
but,
clarity's sake, Jeannie, do you think was the crime? Was it the fact that Michael Cohen extended the money for Trump? Does that make Cohen's contribution a campaign finance violation? And Trump, because that was a crime and he also then cooked the books, what do you perceive the crime? Because if there is a point where I agree with some of the MAGAs, it's that the prosecutors really didn't have to clarify what the campaign finance violation was. In fact, they threw like three different options out there and said, if you like anything on the snack bar, right, then these other cooking the book 34 things,
right,
are crimes. And that's what he was convicted of.
Well, I mean, I think there was a lot of evidence from different aspects of the case. And, they proved that. It was a case of evidence, and it was so obvious. I
think David
so
Pecker
disheartened.
Might have been the star witness
early
in the trial.
He was amazing.
When he laid out the fact that this was an effort to catch and kill, and in fact, they rolled out bad stories about guys like Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz's dad was involved with killing JFK, things like that. And the fact that even David Pecker, the head of the National Enquirer, AMI, was concerned because there had been some thought that there were prior campaign finance violations when they did catch and kill for Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was running for governor of the state of California. I mean, that really tied it together. Yeah. And there was a point where they all came together and they made the conspiracy to do the catch and kill. And the fact that that was the specific testimony that the jury wanted reread. Cohen's account of that, Pecker's account of that. And of course, Trump could have given his version, but Trump chose not to testify.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, I'm just thankful and relieved, and the democracy will prevail. It's just so sad to see the words they're spewing out there on air and stuff. It's like, wow, Wow.
I mean, hell, the Fox News hosts are doing it. The right-wing talk radio hosts are doing it, Jeannie. We shouldn't be surprised that CJ is picking up their rhetoric.
Hey, the thing is, if you would have done this, you would have been in jail already.
Been there, done that.
He ain't lying, Jeannie. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates. We have one last segment, and some of you on the line, we promise we'll do a speed round and get to you. Be patient. Rich will lightly screen the calls, 844-967-2789.
Did I ever tell you the justice system was rigged against me, Dom?
Everything, if you believe Trump and the megas, everything's rigged against them every time they lose, and if it goes their way, well, that's how it was supposed to be. It can't possibly be the way life is every single minute of every single day.
My attorney was drunk at sentencing, and I got twice as much time as the guy that encouraged me to do the criming, who had the same attorney who showed up for his court appearance, apparently sober.
Yeah, but what wasn't yours on the public dime, and he had a private pay?
Yeah, I was hiring him through the public defender's office as I was an indigent college kid at the time. More devils. You do the crime, you do the time.
The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day, of the week. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789. Rich, I cannot hear everybody's working for the weekend from Loverboy without thinking of the SNL skit with Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze when they're auditioning for the Chippendales.
Dominic, looking at the text line as you and Rich amuse yourselves mightily, Quinn from Minneapolis writes, driving through rural Wisconsin and saw a sign that read, "He sent Trump," capital H on the he. People literally think he is Jesus or a product of his holiness. And here's another grievance, Friday, Steady Eddie. Crudy, Friday grievance. Why no baseball-style caps on the merch website? If you come to your senses and start selling ball caps, get some good quality ones, no cheapies, please. You'll sell a million of them. Well, only if you buy them. I hope you're rich. There's more there, but I'll keep reading. 844-967-2789. Works as a phone number, works as a text number, works for lots of stuff. Oh, Annie from Watertown, you've used the phone line. I appreciate it. Welcome. What do you have for us?
Hey, Annie.
I guess my grievance today is that those of us with the ability to critically think and believe what we see and hear are just so tired of trying to keep our heads from just exploding.
I've known Dom a long time. It's hard.
It's a skill, Annie.
That caller, Michael, I mean, they're talking about things. You know, it's always the right-wingers who are complaining that suspected, accused criminals have too many rights, you know. And the thing is, very often law enforcement will, like, know somebody's guilty of something, but they have to be able to come to the court with evidence. I mean, I think of these wacko hearings of impeachment against Joe Biden. We have evidence. Well, what's evidence? You know, be able to back it up. They have to have the evidence to come into court and prove beyond a reasonable doubt to do that. Now, often there can be some problems, like ask the Central Park Five, you know, how law enforcement can be against them. But luckily, we have some constitutional protections to protect us, which the right-wingers don't like a lot of those, you know. But it's an imperfect system, yeah, but the best we got. And here they are now screaming, just totally the opposite of what they
usually say. Undermining the rule of law. Annie, do you think they'll be screaming as loudly when Bob Menendez, senator from New Jersey, Democrat, if and when he gets convicted, do you think they'll be crying about that? Or Cuellar from Texas, again a Democrat, accused of corruption, charged. If he gets convicted, or let's say Hunter Biden. Do you think they'll be crying about a rigged outcome if Hunter Biden gets convicted? Talking about an overly aggressive prosecution, Hunter Biden got charged in the federal courts for lying about drug use when he purchased a firearm that he disposed of in less than a week. And he didn't use the gun for any other crimes. There's no other crimes alleged. He didn't shoot someone with the gun. He bought a gun as a drug user because no one's ever done that before.
You're asking me, what are they going to say? This is exactly, you know, I mean, I'm sorry. Please don't do this. You're making my head explode. They're going to be totally the way they are. You know, it's just crazy.
Well, Eddie,
it's crazy.
It's not, well, I get what you're saying, and I hear you. And it's hard not to think in those terms, especially with talking about other folks. But to Crudy's point, let's think about our reaction, Annie. What would your reaction be, my reaction, Crudy's reaction, if and when these Democrats who have been, you know, accused and charged with, you know, various corruptive acts end up getting, you know, convicted and sentenced? My reaction will be, okay.
Lock him up.
It's the system that we have. It's, as you mentioned, it's not perfect, but it's the best one there is. I'll continue to support it. And if it's applied equally to Democrats and Republicans, to men and women, to whites and non-whites, you know, that's equal under law. That's what we're trying to get to. And if these Democratic politicians have been found to be guilty, then they're guilty, man. Okay. And we move on. Because it's not me, and it's not you doing that action. It's not Crudy. We got to worry about what our philosophies and principles are. And I try to be consistent. And I'm not going to go up there and sit outside of these Democrats and during their case and yell at the media and tell them it's a rigged system and yada, yada. I'm just going to let it play out because that's what happens. You play it out. Now, are there things like the Park Central Five you mentioned? Absolutely. I mean, our history is riddled with them. We acknowledge that. And we work forward and harder every single time, hopefully, to get it right.
Cam, you get the last thought of the day. Make it quick.
Hey, Cam.
Awesome. Geriatric people. Hey, guys. The geriatric people that are voting purely off the instinct of what is said in the Bible, I hope you guys are consulting your talking snakes and avoiding eating any apples. And I seriously, just, you're embarrassing. I can't take it anymore. You people are embarrassing. That is all.
Cam, you got a spare rib? Because I need to make me a woman.
Oh, man. No more ribs. Thanks for the call, Cam. I appreciate it.
Dom's still got the meat sweats.
279. Oh, run out of time. Thank you for joining us on the Devil's Advocates. I think we'll be back next week. We'll be back next week, right? We're doing this again?
Yes, and thank you to James Santel, our fine guest. Don't forget to tune in to Amicus, a law review, 9 to 11 tomorrow morning. And yes, we will be doing this. Joseph Heckey on Tuesday, joining the big party. Monday, we'll just have to make it up for the promos. Have a great weekend. Rich, thank you for what you do. Thank you all for listening. Even you, CJ. God bless you one and all.